Well, this sandwich is an unmitigated disaster. I asked for turkey and roast beef with lettuce and Swiss on whole wheat.
What did they give you?
Turkey and roast beef with Swiss and lettuce on whole wheat.
Raj and Howard both stare at him.
It's the right ingredients, but in the wrong order. In a proper sandwich, the cheese is adjacent to the bread to create a moisture barrier against the lettuce. They might as well have dragged this thing through a car wash.
I don't believe it.
I know, it's basic culinary science.
Some guy is auctioning off a miniature time machine prop from the original film, and no one is bidding on it.
A time machine from the movie The Time Machine?
No, a time machine from Sophie's Choice.
Boy, Sophie could have used a time machine in that movie. Did you see it? It's rough.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
It's only $800?
Yeah, and that's my bid.
You bid $800?
It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I figured it would go for thousands, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
There's only 30 seconds left in the auction.
Do you have $800?
Not to blow on a miniature time machine.
Well, don't worry. The way these things work is people wait until the last second to bid, and then they swoop in and get it. It's called sniping.
15 seconds.
Come on, snipers.
10, 9, 8.
Where are your snipers?
5.
Snipe.
4.
Snipe.
3.
Snipe.
2.
Snipe!
1. Ah! Congratulations. You are the proud owner of a miniature time machine.
You lucky duck.
I wonder why no one else bid. This is a classic piece of sci-fi movie memorabilia.
Yeah, I know. I still can't afford it.
Why don't we share it? We'll each put in $200 and we'll take turns having it in our house.
A timeshare time machine. I'm in. Sheldon?
What, need you ask? I still don't understand why no one else bid.
They're standing in the lobby around the full-size time machine, like a regal sled with a large dish at the back.
I understand why no one else bid.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory. They're still in the lobby.
Did the listing actually say miniature?
I just assumed. Who sells a full-size time machine for $800?
In a Venn diagram, that would be an individual located within the intersection of the sets no longer want my time machine and need $800.
It's actually a tremendous bargain. Even with shipping, it works out to less than $4 a pound.
Cocktail shrimp at $12.50.
How are we going to get it upstairs?
If we take the dish off, it might fit in the elevator.
Yes, but the elevator's been broken for 2 years.
I've been meaning to ask you, do you think we should make a call about that?
Not necessary. I have a master's in engineering. I remotely repair satellites on a regular basis. I troubleshoot space shuttle payloads. When the Mars rover started pulling to the left, I performed a front-end alignment from 62 million miles away.
He presses the lift's call button, then puts his ear to the doors to listen.
No, that baby's broken.
Come on, guys, push!
If I push any harder, I'm gonna give birth to my colon.
I can't feel my fingers. Hurry up!
It's the same amount of work no matter how fast you go. Basic physics.
Sheldon?
Yeah?
If my fingers ever work again, I've got a job for the middle one.
Hi, Penny.
They let go of the machine.
Take a break, guys.
What are you doing?
Just, you know, moving something upstairs.
What is it?
It's, you know, time machine.
Yeah, okay, neat, but I really gotta get to work, so.
Just give us a few minutes.
I don't have a few minutes. I'm running really late.
Then I have a simple solution. Go up to the roof, hop over to the next building. There's a small gap. Don't look down if you're subject to vertigo, and use their stairwell.
You're joking, right?
Oh, I never joke when it comes to vertigo.
Damn. Okay, I'll just take the roof.
Hey, if you wait for us to set up the time machine, I can drop you off at work yesterday. Time travel joke. It's not. Never mind.
For what it's worth, I thought it was humorous.
Let's just do this. You guys ready to push?
In a minute.
Howard stepped outside to throw up.
In the flat.
I don't know what you were worried about. I think it really works in the room.
Yeah, it is by far the coolest thing I have ever owned.
The exact time machine that carried actor Rod Taylor from Victorian England into the post-apocalyptic future, where society had splintered into two factions, the subterranean Morlocks, who survived by feasting on the flesh of the gentle surface-dwelling Eloy.
Talk about your chick magnets.
Oh, yeah. The guy who lives next to me is always like, I have a jacuzzi on my balcony. I have a jacuzzi on my balcony. But wait until I tell him, I've got a time machine on my balcony. Stuff that in your Speedos, jacuzzi, Bob.
Gentlemen, I know we said we'd take turns, but I think you'll agree that practicality dictates it remain here. You can't just keep it here. What if I meet a girl and say, you want to come up and see my time machine? It's at my friend's house. How lame is that?
He's got a point.
All right, I think we're going to need some ground rules. In addition to the expected no shoes in the time machine and no eating in the time machine, I propose that we add pants must be worn at all times in the time machine.
Seconded.
I was gonna put down a towel.
I still want it on my balcony. I say we move it on a bi-monthly basis.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
But now, hold on. Bi-monthly is an ambiguous term. Do you mean move it every other month or twice a month?
Twice a month.
Then no.
Okay, every other month.
No.
Sheldon, you can't be selfish. We all paid for it, so it belongs to all of us. Now get out of the way so I can sit in my time machine.
Leonard climbs into the red cushioned seat, flicks a switch, and three colored lights come on.
Okay, I am setting the dials for March 10th, 1876.
Good choice. Alexander Graham Bell invents the telephone and calls out for Dr. Watson.
Wait a minute. I'd want to see that, too.
So when it's your turn, you can.
Yeah, but if we all go back to the same point in time, Bell's lab's going to get very crowded. He'll know something's up.
Also, since the time machine doesn't move in space, you'll end up in 1876 Pasadena.
And even if you can make it to Boston, what are you going to do? Knock on the door and say to Mrs. Bell, hey, Mrs. Bell, big fan of your husband. Can I come in and watch him invent the telephone?
Mrs. Bell was deaf. She's not even going to hear you knock.
I have a solution. First, go into the future and obtain a cloaking device.
Ooh, how far into the future?
If I remember correctly, Captain Kirk will steal a cloaking device from the Romulans on stardate 5027.3, which would be January 10th, 2328 by pre-Federation reckoning.
Okay, I am setting the dials for January 10th, 2328. Here we go into the future.
He pulls a lever on the control panel, and the large dish starts spinning, while Sheldon, Howard, and Raj move around the room doing imaginary tasks in speeded-up time, picking up books, pretending to talk or take notes, tidying up. Leonard pushes the lever forward again, and they all stop.
That was fun.
My turn.
Okay, first of all, what you call a gap was nearly 3 feet wide. I slipped and skinned my knee.
Are you okay?
Second of all, the door to the stairwell of the other building was locked, so I had to go down the fire escape, which ends on the third floor, forcing me to crawl through the window of a lovely Armenian family who insisted I stay for lunch.
That doesn't sound too bad.
It was 8 courses of lamb, and they tried to fix me up with their son.
Sorry.
Not done. By the time I finally got to work, they'd given my shift away. Yeah, that's right. I've lost an entire day's pay thanks to this...
time machine.
The lights flash and the dish spins. You want to try it?
No! I don't want to try it. My God, you are grown men. How could you waste your lives with these stupid toys and costumes and comic books and now that?
Again, time machines.
Oh, please. It's not a time machine. If anything, it looks like something Elton John would drive through the Everglades.
It only moves in time. It would be worse than useless in a swamp.
Pathetic. All of you, completely pathetic.
The four of them look at the closed door.
My turn.
Raj jumps into the time machine, but Leonard looks upset. Later, Leonard's sitting in the time machine, flicking the lights on and off. When Sheldon comes out.
Leonard, it's 2 in the morning.
So?
So it's my turn. Why'd you set it for the day before yesterday?
Because I want to go back and keep myself from getting a time machine.
You can't. If you were to prevent yourself from buying it in the past, you would not have it available in the present to travel back and stop yourself from buying it. Ergo, you would still have it. This is a classic rookie time travel mistake.
Can I go back and prevent you from explaining that to me?
Same paradox. If you were to travel back in time and, say, knock me unconscious, you would not then have the conversation that irritated you, motivating you to go back and knock me unconscious.
What if I knocked you unconscious right now?
It won't change the past.
But it'd make the present so much nicer.
Are you upset about something?
What was your first clue?
Well, it was a number of things. First, the late hour, then your demeanor seems very low energy, plus your irritability.
Yes, I'm upset.
Oh. Well, I don't usually pick up on those things. Good for me.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, wait. Did you want to talk about what's bothering you?
I don't know, maybe.
Wow, I'm on fire tonight.
Here's the thing. Girls like Penny never end up with guys who own time machines.
I disagree. But your inability to successfully woo Penny long predates your acquisition of the time machine. That failure clearly stands on its own.
Thanks for pointing it out.
In addition, your premise is flawed. In the original film, Rod Taylor got Yvette Mamieu with that very time machine. In Back to the Future, Marty McFly got the opportunity to hook up with his extremely attractive young mother.
Those are movies.
Of course they're movies. Are you expecting me to come up with an example involving a real-life time machine? It's absurd.
Come on, guys, push!
If I push any harder, I'm gonna give birth to my colon.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, hi, Penny. Ah!
They let go again.
Take a break, guys.
What are you doing?
Oh, you know, just moving a time machine.
Yeah, okay, neat, but I really gotta get to work, so.
No problem.
Leonard takes off his glasses, rips the tape off the lift doors, and forces them open.
What about your time machine?
Some things are more important than toys.
He takes Penny in one arm, holds onto the cable of the lift shaft with the other, and hangs from it.
I'm scared.
Don't worry, baby, I've got you.
Oh, Leonard.
They kiss and slowly descend out of view. Leonard's asleep in the time machine, a smile on his face, his lips moving. He wakes up to see Sheldon watching him sternly.
It's still my turn.
Leonard's wrapping something.
What are you doing?
I'm packing up all my collectibles and taking them down to the comic book store to sell.
Was that really necessary? If you need money, you can always sell blood. And semen.
It's not about money.
We brought food.
Lox and bagels, the breakfast of time travelers.
Terrific. Does anyone want to buy my share of the time machine?
Why?
Because I don't want it anymore.
Why?
Just personal reasons.
My spidey sense tells me this has something to do with Penny.
Look, do you want to buy me out or not?
I'll give you $100, which you'll make me half owner, and we'll put it on my balcony.
Screw his balcony. I'll give you $120, and we'll put it in my garage.
I paid $200 for my share.
Dude, everybody knows a time machine loses half its value the minute you drive it off the lot.
I'll go for $200. That time machine stays right where it is.
$300. And I'll throw in my original 1979 Mattel Millennium Falcon with real lightspeed sound effects.
No. No more toys or action figures or props or replicas or costumes or robots or Darth Vader voice changers. I'm getting rid of all of it.
You can't do that. Look what you've created here. It's like Nerdvana.
More importantly, you have a Darth Vader voice changer?
Not for long.
Oh, I call dibs on the Golden Age Flash.
Hang on, I need that to complete my Justice Society of America collection.
Too bad, I call dibs.
You can't just call dibs.
I did look up dibs on Wikipedia.
Dibs doesn't apply in a bidding war.
It's not a bidding war. I'm selling it all to Larry down at the comic book store.
Why, Larry? Did Larry call Dibs?
Well, you forget Dibs.
He offered me a fair price for the whole collection.
What's the number? I'll match it.
I'll match it plus 1,000 rupees.
What's the exchange rate?
None of your business.
Take it or leave it.
Mom, my bar mitzvah bonds. How much do I got? Thanks. I can go $2,600 and 2 trees in Israel.
Forget it, guys. If I sell to one of you, the other two are gonna be really mad at me.
Who cares as long as you pick me?
Okay, Leonard, put down the box. Let's talk.
Sorry, Raj. My mind is made up.
No. I can't let you do this.
Sheldon, get out of my way.
He takes a sword from the box.
None shall pass.
Okay. I did not want to do this, but I have here the rare mint condition production error Star Trek The Next Generation Geordi LaForge without his visor in the original packaging. If you do not get out of my way, I will open it.
Okay, man, be cool. We're all friends here.
What the hell's going on?
You hypocrite.
What?
Little miss, grown-ups don't play with toys. If I went into that apartment right now, would I not find Beanie Babies? Are you not an accumulator of Care Bears and My Little Ponies? And who is that Japanese feline I see frolicking on your shorts? Hello, hello, kitty.
Okay, look, if this is about yesterday, Leonard, I am really sorry about what I said. I was just upset.
No, I needed to hear it.
No, you didn't. Look, you are a great guy, and it is the things you love that make you who you are.
I guess that makes me large breasts.
Still, I think it's time for me to get rid of this stuff and, you know, move on with my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Thanks. Hey, do you want to, I don't know, later?
Excuse me. Hey, Penny.
Hi, Mike.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I just have to change.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, stop it! Bye, guys.
They all stand looking at Penny's apartment.
My turn on the time machine.
Sheldon sitting in the time machine, surrounded by tropical plants, a midnight blue light casting an eerie, misty glow over everything. He looks around, then down at the controls, which show April 28th, 8:02, 7:01.
It worked. It really worked. They said I was mad, but it worked.
Three creatures with long white hair and yellow eyes come towards him.
Oh, no, not Morlocks! Not flesh-eating Morlocks!
They crowd in on him. He wakes up in the machine.
Sheldon, are you okay?
We have to get rid of the time machine.
It is a little big for the living room, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's too big.
I'm glad you agree. I hired some guys to help us move it. Come on in, fellas.
Two Morlocks walk in.
Oh, no, Morlocks. Eat him. Eat him.
Now he's in bed,